Good afternoon. Welcome to the November 2023 Ohio Bar Admissions Ceremony. I am Chief Justice Sharon Kennedy, and it is my honor to preside here today and welcome you on behalf of the justices of the Supreme Court of Ohio as new lawyers and colleagues at the bar. Please recognize with us today Justice Patrick Fisher, Justice Pat DeWine, Justice Michael Donnelly, Justice Melody Stewart. It's okay, you can applaud. Justice Jennifer Bruner, and our newest justice, Justice Joseph Dieters. We congratulate you on passing the bar exam. This is the culmination of 20 years or more of formal education. Your education will continue every day of your professional life. But today is a day of celebration. Celebration of this milestone, the sacrifices, and the accomplishments for you, your family, and all who have supported you along your journey to this point. Among the 966 aspiring lawyers who sat for the bar exam, 820 took the test for the first time. And those who sit here today represent 707 examinees who passed this challenging entrance to the profession. Among first-time test takers, 80% earned a passing score. Well done and congratulations. Representing many law schools that provide excellent training for the future of our profession is Dean Hayer Deir Alahamoudi from the University of Cincinnati College of Law, and he will deliver remarks on behalf of the law school deans.
Thank you very much, Chief Justice Kennedy. Thank you, Associate Justices of the Ohio Supreme Court. Welcome to all the distinguished guests and family, and welcome especially to the newly admitted members of the class of 2023, the newly admitted members of the bar. I wanted to take a moment first to congratulate all of you for this remarkable achievement. All of us on stage know the kind of the arduous journey that you've been through, the kind of work that you've had to undertake in order to get to this point. We know that you had special challenges by virtue of the fact that you had to live through the COVID and work through the COVID pandemic. And I think a lot of times we don't take enough time in the whirlwind and hubbub of life to pause for a moment and to reflect upon that which we have managed to achieve. So I hope this ceremony and this milestone gives you a chance to do that, that you take a few hours, you sort of leave work, spend time celebrating with your family and your friends and reflecting upon this really remarkable journey, because you have all achieved something truly remarkable, and I think you have a lot to be proud of. I also wanted to tell you a story, a personal story of why I decided to become a lawyer. And the story begins with four knocks. In another country, didn't observe the rule of law, my family is from, and the four knocks usually represented, when they were done in the middle of the night, that it was the Secret Service coming for someone in the family. And they would always come in with their dirty boots, and they would insist on having a glass of tea or two teas or whatever. And in this case, it was my aunt's house, and they were looking for a cousin of mine. He's 15 years old. I was 11 at the time. I used to look up to this cousin, and my mother, in fact, I asked my mother once, you know, why I wasn't given his name. So he was sort of a big brother figure to me. And my aunt was pleading with them not to take him. And they said, no, we just have a few questions. Don't worry. Before the dawn prayer, tomorrow morning, he'll be back. His body was returned to us 7 years later, tortured beyond recognition, and only after we had paid $400 to pay for the bullets that were used to kill him. And the reason that I'm telling you this story is because, in addition to the pain and the anger and the grief, as I was going through high school here at Columbus Academy, and then as an undergraduate in engineering, one of the things that kept recurring to me was, this doesn't happen in a place in which there are rules. This doesn't happen in a society which has processes. And most importantly of all, this doesn't happen when you have a group of professionals, individuals, officers of the court, who deem it their task and their duty, and indeed core to their professional identity, to make sure that those rules and those processes are followed. So while certainly in the science and engineering area where I was, where I began, there were a lot of jokes about lawyers, and the legal profession wasn't really considered particularly appealing. I always regarded it, and continue to regard it, as a deeply honorable profession. Because whether, and it really doesn't matter what you're doing, whether or not you're defending someone in a death penalty case, or you're a prosecutor prosecuting major crimes, making sure that the rules are followed, or whether you're seeking a zoning ordinance, or whether you're helping a client fill out a 501c3 to help get them a tax-exempt status. Whatever you happen to be doing, you are following and adhering to a set of rules and processes, and you're helping to fulfill the rule of law, which is the lifeblood of any society that is prosperous, that is well-functioning, that is happy. It is deeply, deeply important. Having come from a place in which it didn't exist, I assure you, you don't want to live in a place like that. You don't want to raise your children in a place like that. So I'm very proud to be part of this profession, and I hope that all of you will carry with you that core professional identity and remember how important it is to do what you do. So I want to congratulate you once again. I want to wish for all of you a lifetime of productive and rewarding service. And most importantly of all, I welcome you to the noblest of professions. Thank you.
Dean Hammoudi, thank you so much for those remarks. Attorneys and judges rely on the expertise of colleagues throughout their career. And you will as well. On behalf of the Ohio State Bar Association, the state's largest professional association of attorneys, please welcome President-elect Daniel Griffith.
Thank you, Chief. Good afternoon. As the Chief said, my name is Dan Griffith, and I am pleased and honored to represent the Ohio State Bar Association today. We hope that immediately following the ceremony, you and your guests will join us at the Supreme Court for a reception that the OSBA is throwing in your honor. If you haven't seen the Moyer Judicial Center yet, it is a beautiful place to take pictures, remember the day, meet the justices, some of your new colleagues, and of course, to allow us to shower you with some celebratory gifts. Speaking of gifts, a few years ago, someone was kind enough to give me a small statue of Lady Justice for my office. I suppose it's the kind of thing you get for a middle-aged lawyer who already has too many ties. Most of you will be familiar with the image. The robed figure holds scales in one hand, representing the way in which a court is to measure the objective merits of a case. In her other hand, she wields a sword, the tool used to enforce and administer justice. Finally, her eyes are shielded by a blindfold, reminding us that her justice is to be dispensed impartially, without regard for the status or influence of those who stand before her. It seems easy in today's day and age to dismiss images like this as trite or antiquated. Surely we are all reminded on a daily basis of the imperfections which continue to surround our legal system. And it may seem equally old-fashioned that we are gathered here for the express purpose of swearing an oath, a tradition which members of the bar have engaged in for centuries. Why do we bother with these idealistic words and images which can seem ill-fitted for a cynical modern world? Well, I have a secret for you. Lawyers are idealists. Our legal system remains the envy of the globe because it is the product of attorneys and judges who daily work to suspend their own preferences and bias in an effort to provide peaceful and equitable outcomes. That same system, yoked in all of its imperfections, has been the very tool used to help break down barriers and usher us all towards the promise of a more perfect union. In our society, it is most often the members of the bar who are called upon to take unpopular positions to protect those who are most vulnerable and guard against the potential tyranny of the majority. Consider the individual who needs competent criminal defense, the excited entrepreneur looking to form a new business, the panicked party who just received a summons for litigation, or the grieving surviving spouse who needs help settling an estate. Our laws are meaningless unless and until professionals use them to connect people with solutions. Chief Justice Warren Burger may have put it best when he observed that, quote, the entire legal profession has become so mesmerized with the stimulation of the courtroom contest that we tend to forget that we ought to be healers of conflicts. Doctors still retain a high degree of public confidence because they are perceived as healers. Should lawyers not be healers, unquote? That is the real reason we are here today. Things like Lady Justice and the Oath of Office risk becoming empty images and words unless you are willing to join the more than 40,000 lawyers here in Ohio who are already daily engaged in breathing life into these aspirations. You must now be the scales of equity. You must be the sword that enforces the court's justice. You must be the blindfold that keeps our system open to all. I am pleased and honored to represent the legions of Ohio attorneys who have already committed their professional lives to this worthwhile endeavor. We know that our efforts will be stronger because you have joined us. Welcome to the bar.
Thank you, Mr. Griffith. And now it's my pleasure to introduce the Honorable Mark Wiest, Chair of the Board of Bar Examiners, for a motion.
Thank you, Chief Justice Kennedy. May it please the court. The successful applicants from the July 2023 Ohio Bar Examination are here before the court. They have met all the requirements to take the oath and be admitted to practice. It is my privilege to move the court to admit these applicants to the practice of law in the state of Ohio.
A motion has been made. Are there any objections? Seeing none, all in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Congratulations. I now have the pleasure of administering the oath. Will the admittees please stand and raise your right hand? Your statement of the following indicates swear or affirm to be bound by your oath. It is your choice. I state your name. Hereby swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States and the Constitution and laws of Ohio. And I will abide by the Ohio Rules of Professional Conduct. In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court, I will conduct myself with dignity and civility and show respect toward judges, court staff, clients, fellow professionals, and all other persons. I will honestly, faithfully, and competently discharge the duties of an attorney at law So help me God. Congratulations. Please be seated. You have completed your classes, passed the bar, and now you are attorneys. On behalf of the justices of the Supreme Court of Ohio, Justice Joseph Dieters will share some perspective from the bench as you enter your professional life as an attorney.
Let me join along with all the other justices congratulating you today. This has been a result of a lot of hard work. Abraham Lincoln once wrote to an aspiring lawyer. He said, "If you are resolutely determined to make a lawyer of yourself, the thing is more than half done already." But we know there's a lot more than just deciding you want to be a lawyer that comes to today. It was hard work. And it wasn't just the work preparing for and taking the bar, but years of education. Work that included balancing your studies with your commitments to family, friends, and community. So I'm sure this journey, after this is now done, you're probably ready for me to shut up so you can walk up here and get your certificates. But before that happens, let me give you three pieces of advice. First, today is the result of a lot of hard work and sacrifice. Celebrate your accomplishments. You are now a member of a rewarding profession. And you are now a part of the bar of the great state of Ohio. And you share a part of that history with Ohio lawyers such as Clarence Darrow, William Howard Taft, and Salmon Chase. So celebrate. And while you're at it, thank your family and friends who helped you along the way. You should be very, very proud of this accomplishment. And that leads me to my second piece of advice. Be proud to be a lawyer. It has been written that lawyers are foot soldiers of our Constitution. Today you've taken an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States and that of the state of Ohio. That oath is serious, and it is an important responsibility. Sometimes the public doesn't hold our profession in esteem. There's a long history of writers and performers denigrating our profession. William Shakespeare once said, "The first thing we do, let's kill all the lawyers." Mark Twain said, "A good lawyer knows the law. A clever one takes the judge to lunch." I'm sure you've heard all the lawyer jokes, and in the interest of time, I will spare you more. You can laugh at these jokes, but keep in mind that you are part of a valuable profession. Whether you're defending a person accused of a crime, holding the hands of a mother whose child was murdered, helping a family through a difficult divorce, or advising a corporate client about a merger, you are being looked upon as the expert. You're being relied upon. And when you're helping your clients, do so in a way that shows that our profession deserves respect. And lastly, as part of our profession, our responsibility doesn't stop when we leave the courtroom or the office. Share your talents with your community. For me, that meant serving in public office. For you, it may mean public office, or it may be doing pro bono work. It can even be as simple as talking to school children about the legal profession. As you progress in your career, look for the chance to mentor other young lawyers so that our Ohio bar can continue to thrive. I've had many lawyers in my career that have helped me in the past. These six lawyers on stage, my colleagues, continue to help me to this day. When you serve your clients well, when you give your time and expertise freely to your community, when you demonstrate the importance and value of your unique contributions, those stupid lawyer jokes fall flat on their face. You in your new profession deserve respect. So that's it. The end of my advice. Now we return to my first bit of advice, and that is to celebrate. Congratulations to you all.
Thank you, Justice Dieters. Now, new attorneys, you will be individually recognized and accept your certificates. Please rise one row at a time as you are instructed by the ushers. Please follow the ushers' hand signals to approach the stage and take your time on the stairs. After you receive the certificate, you will return to your seat using the center stage stairs. Please use the handrails. For audience members, please remain seated. If you're trying to get up to take a picture of your loved one, use the side aisles only, please. Keep the center aisle clear for the movement of the new attorneys. Thank you.
Lucas Stephen Allison.
Tyler Jordan Baumbarger.
Elena Christine Barone.
Claudia Calmer Cambridge.
David James Bauman Jr.
Avery Caitlin Thimland.
Sydney Kathleen Bell.
Garrett Ronald Disler.
Matthew Clay Borkus.
Morgan Storm Fish.
Panata de Mitrio Butas.
Brandon Michael Gobrett.
Thomas Michael Boyd Jr.
Brandon Michael Gritsby.
Elizabeth Rose Carpenter.
Daniel Wilson Goodworth.
Owen Tyler Carpenter.
Jamie Lynn King.
Lucas Thorin Christensen.
Justin Ryan Marks.
Luke Brandis Cipolla.
Cord Evan Miller.
Shelby Lane Conklin.
Daniel Paul Painter.
Jacob von Hamaskirkic Dukar DeBalzo.
Mark Aaron Rest.
Jacqueline Carlin DeHonte.
Joseph Kevin Suzinski.
Kennedy Elizabeth Dixon.
Cody David Woods.
Matthew Scott Fennell.
Carl Jason Babb.
Elizabeth Marie Finazzo.
Christina K. Bertolino.
James Joseph Jenniton.
Tyler James Bridenstine.
Annie Rose Goldstein.
Noah Lee Brook.
Gabriel Darren Kaufman.
Natalie Marie Browning.
Angela Lynn Kovacs.
Adam Jeremiah Clausen.
Sierra Jeanette Lipscomb.
Tyrus Adam Conley.
Corey William Lutz.
Jennifer Ann Cramner.
Lauren Ray McKenzie.
Shannon Ray Dillon.
Taylor S. Mahalko.
Alexis Diane Eckelberger.
Madeline Marie Mischler.
Paloma Elise.
Matthew John Mullins.
Anthony James Embacher.
Victoria Lee Neekum.
Anthony Michael Earhart.
Abigail Leah Ophir.
Kristen Lynn Guapone.
Vincent Jerome Palumbo.
Megan Lynn Hanen.
Mallory K. Parker.
Ethan John Kowecki.
Rebecca Grace Paul.
Austin Jacob Keith.
John Kathleen Reardon.
Demetra Nicole Kimball.
George Todd Roby.
Alex David Kuzmick.
Merritt Ray Suloth.
Amanda Ann Lefevre.
Rebecca Giovanna Singer Miller.
Heather Louise Molina.
Blake William Spiller.
Nicholas Charles Oler.
Zachary William Zeller Sterling.
Anthony Michael Panacea.
Rachel Lee Suzani.
Mackenzie Ray Pencil.
Andrew Jordan Thompson.
Shul Perez.
Zachary Glenn Tomey. Jordan Dean Weeks.
Alexandra Gordon Pfaff.
Gabriella Marie Whitbrod.
Zachary Tyler Prok.
Jonathan Patrick Lee Ziga.
Diana Paola Quezada.
Julie Marion Adamic.
Jordan Allen Ray.
Jonathan Sam Alamir.
Jacob George Raymore.
Garrett Daniel Allen.
Rachel Elizabeth Carmella Richards.
Jeffrey Miles Andrews.
Chloe Rose Schaefela.
Michael Anthony Brody.
Joshua Sarab Shahidian.
Philip Michael Brusk.
Zachary Thomas Skidmore.
Dorothea Ray Carlton.
Nicholas Andrew Smith.
Jessica Rachel Cohen.
Valerie Elaine Smith.
Kaylee Elizabeth Cook.
Ellison Camir Starnes.
Jessica Ann Kraltlik.
Earl Frederick Stoll.
David Alexander De Leon.
Eric Gilbert Sullivan.
Christopher Trail Dobek.
Christian Michael Talkett.
Michaela Marie Ferrara.
James Christian Tolan.
Charles Edward Patrick.
Mandy M. Washington.
Patrick Edward Fox.
Macy Joy Weber.
Savannah Marie Gordon.
Samuel Andrew Wilkinson.
Elizabeth Abigail Graham.
Anne Marie Carmen Woodsitz.
Megan Elizabeth Grantham.
Joseph Colby Zahn.
Catherine Elizabeth Hatch.
John Gregory Zoltan.
Ryan Edward Haddix.
Alexis Marie McArgle.
Natasha Louise Harris.
Tyler Christopher Martin.
Gabrielle Alicia Hartstein.
Rachel May Ringer.
Ivan Plotty.
Scott Kane McKenzie.
Stevie Nicole Holbrook.
Omar Eduardo Salgado.
Zachary Eric Jacobson.
Alexandra Lillian Wainwright.
Victoria Lauren Kuechel.
Zoe Elizabeth Jude Demencio.
Kieran Thomas Kelly.
Logan Decker Boyle.
Jacob Andrew Kelly.
Joshua Lastly Holtz.
Benjamin Francis Kearns.
Benjamin Christopher Liu.
Abigail Elizabeth Kneisel.
Jane Elizabeth Hunterlaw.
Matthew Joseph Craig.
Davina Kamlish Patel.
Ryan Dennis Cray.
Catherine Marie Poppy.
Sarah Doyle Lennon.
Catherine Olivia Powell.
Elizabeth Koken Leibarger.
Rebecca Cohen Morris.
Hannah Marie Muhaffey.
Rachel Verschel Clark.
Bess Madeline Massad.
Rebecca Dale Conrad.
Grady Harrison McMitchin.
Ethan Matthew Benefield Dawson.
Andrew Robert Munster.
Sydney Marie Femiani.
Kelly Eileen Murray.
Brian David Hills.
Dominic Vincent Nordosi.
Zoe Hannah Kalender.
Christina Ann O'Brien.
Richard Stevenson McEwen.
Daniel Paul Platick.
Daniel Jeffrey Schumick.
Camille D. Pellutro.
Taylor Lee Turner.
Malika Fritza.
Dominique Ann Zordich.
Alyssa Marie Romito.
Sydney Monet Boykins.
Anna Rostomian.
Jonathan Aaron Guerrero.
Stacy Marie Sanderson.
Kelly Rose Toman.
Molly Christina Schmidt.
Bria Lassiter.
Casey Allen Stovey.
Clayton Glenn Halbert.
Christopher Michael Spartano.
Kevin Thomas Lismore.
Victoria Ann Stahlkamp.
Eric Chang.
Alexander Michael Stewart.
Jeremiah Gregory Yum.
Michael Milan Stosorlovic.
Kimberly Diane Orndoff.
Ryan Joseph Strollo.
Mackie Nicole Willis.
Maggie Jane Sullivan.
Paul Robert DePadua.
Matthew Francis Sponcara.
John David Hawkins.
Dorothy Christine Swagler.
Marley Elizabeth Grosskopf.
Cameron B. Turner.
Michael Joseph Needle.
London True Weston.
Kylie Evelyn Cottle.
Gary Michael Whitla.
Jonathan Lee Cottingham.
Brian Donner Willen.
Jennifer Marie Lohr.
Lauren Madison Williams.
Abigail Grace Noser.
Tegan Althea Drake Wilson.
Michaela Rose Taylor.
Matthew Sean Ziccarelli.
Kennedy Ellen Brooks.
Caitlin Elizabeth Borer.
Lane Sparks McKenzie.
Raina Chenille Dawson.
Gabriella Amanda Wurasakadi.
Jenna Lynn DeLarber.
Jordan Michael Zorns.
Jessica Lynn Densick.
Daniel Kelly Byrne.
Nicholas Paul Ensinger.
Justice Morgan Hubbard.
John Connor Gavin.
Bailey Danielle Martin.
Claire Marie Griffin.
Justin Cody Marshall.
Kenneth J. Hurley.
Stephen Michael Riggs.
Paul William Kendrick.
Quentin Alexander Brown.
Hannah Joy Kirkelot.
Aaliyah Enid Burgos.
Tiva Darkish.
David Michael Martinson.
London David Klukas.
Zachary Barrett Kump.
Samantha Samara Knapp.
Brad Clarence Steele.
Abigail Christine Luring.
Layla Khalid.
Hope Jacqueline Luther.
Christopher Riley Dries.
Duncan Adams McDonald.
David Egan Rossman.
Lauren Elizabeth Mangold.
Joseph Charles Johnson.
Rebecca Helen Marcus Nichols.
Jennifer Lee Edwards.
Sarah Joanne Martin.
Michael Warren Gunther.
Sean Michael McManus.
Dane Robert Hickson III.
Elizabeth Ann Murphy.
Marcus Leo Laws.
Elizabeth Jacqueline Quinn.
Matthew Bolt.
Emma Nicole Rainius.
Catrice Yarnell Williams.
Thomas Luke Rockhill. Joseph Paul Singer III. Sarah Schmiede. Chase Frost Souls. Allison Nicole Waite. Megan Cheyenne Parker.
Congratulations once again. Welcome. If you're a resident of an Ohio county outside of these, Cuyahoga, Franklin, Hamilton, Lucas, Mahoning, Montgomery, and Summit, please consider going home to serve the legal needs of families in the less fortunate in your county. 75% of Ohio's lawyers serve in those seven largest counties. That leaves 25% of Ohio attorneys remaining to represent the legal needs of 6.5 million citizens in 81 other counties. Far too few to serve those in need. We are committed to a partnership in the Rural Practice Initiative. We are attempting to solve part of the attorney gap problem by inspiring leaders, new lawyers to return home, and inspiring young people to see the law as a noble profession, to go to law school and return home. The goal is to encourage them to serve those in their legal communities. The Ohio General Assembly set aside $1.5 million to help young attorneys committed to practice in underserved areas. It is called the Rural Practice Initiative Program. For a commitment of 5 years of service in an underrepresented area, a program will pay or repay $50,000 of schooling costs. I want to thank our partners, the General Assembly, the Ohio State Bar Association, the Ohio Access to Justice Foundation, and some statewide groups who are joining the effort, the Ohio Farm Bureau, 4-H, and the Future Farmers of America program. As the ceremony comes to a close, join me in special thanks to Michaela Granson, our sign language interpreter. Now, new admittees, it is your turn to stand and give thanks to your friends and family who are taking part of your special day and who have supported you to this journey of being a new lawyer. Many thanks to the Ohio Channel for making the program available who could not travel here today. And for those who are here in person, we invite you to join us a couple blocks down Front Street at the Thomas J. Moyer Judicial Center, home of the Supreme Court of Ohio. New lawyers in your packets, and on the signs at the Judicial Center, there is a QR code that you can scan and complete your licensure. You know what a QR code is. Remember that that is the last required step in order to practice law in this great state. That code will also unlock information about the new lawyer training, how to connect with a mentor, to learn about the advantages in the Rural Practice Initiative, and there you can watch a recording of the ceremony over and over again. The Ohio State Bar Association will also be at the Supreme Court of Ohio to take your picture at the bench and share information about getting connected with others in the legal community across the state. This event would not be possible without the good work of the Attorney Services Division, Office of Bar Admissions, the Columbus Police Departments, and the security of the Ohio Supreme Court. Many thanks to the ushers from Kappa, the stage crew, and our marshal, Rodney Tyler. Marshal, please adjourn the court.